Saucier on Dumetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns the next page of Dossier on Dumetrius.
Kutz and I came back from Berlin to find that Peter Ridgway hadn't been idle while we were away. Somehow or other, he'd found that Haley was singing at the Red Feathers Club, managed to get into her dressing room, the Lord only knows how, and made arrangements to meet her the following night in the Gloucester Road tube station. Of course, there was something wrong somewhere. Ridgway, up to date, had given every indication of being a pretty foxy customer. But would he arrange to meet Haley, knowing she'd tell us and we'd be waiting for him down in the tube? But just the same, we had to act on it, so Inspector Frayn and his chaps gathered in the tube just before 2:30. At the same time, I was waiting in the Red Feathers Club for Haley. I wasn't taking any chances. I was seeing her home myself. You know, she definitely had something, that girl. I watched her go up the stairs to her dressing room to change. I suppose if you went over with a tape measure, you'd get much the same figures as 100 other girls. I don't know. Anyway, there I was waiting, with Haley upstairs in her dressing.
And now, just before I go down and put myself under Gregory Keene's wing, where will you get in touch with me again?
At Bolton Sanatorium. I'll be waiting back there for Yachty.
I won't be able to get there tonight. Keene will possibly want to come upstairs to the flat, so you'd better not ring me either.
You'll hear from me in the morning. But as for Ridgway, you should be able to see how he fared from your morning paper.
Yes, if this sort of thing goes on much longer, I won't be able to face Gregory Keene without bursting into screams of laughter.
Very soon now, you won't be plagued with Keene anymore. But I quite see your point. Yachty is attending to Ridgway in the underground at Hyde Park Corner, while Scotland Yard and 20 policemen stand hopefully about waiting for him at Gloucester Road.
And Keene sits hopefully about downstairs waiting for me.
Well, don't keep him waiting too long. It might be embarrassing if he came up and found me here.
As what would he do, I wonder? If someone went to him now and said, Dumetrius himself is in Haley Bergner's dressing room.
Never make the mistake of underestimating our position, Haley. I almost did in Berlin when we were getting our working capital with the forged papers. And that, my dear, is actually why I'm here tonight. I wanted to see this Major Keene. How old is he?
About 35.
To me, he looks resolute, cultivated, and tempered, one might say.
You surely went down in the club.
I watched you through the hole in Mazzotti's office. And I noticed something I didn't quite like. Keene's not getting interested in you, is he?
Possibly.
It would be wise of you never to forget to whom you belong.
Hand me the fur coat, will you?
Haley, did you hear what I said?
I heard you. Earlier you said something about Yachty adding a variation of his own to the trap for Peter Ridgway. What is it?
Yachty will appear in the Hyde Park Underground in the guise of an old, grey-haired woman. He's very good at that sort of thing. Ridgway will ignore him.
An old woman? Oh, how utterly ghastly. But I suppose it's Ridgway's own fault for getting in our way. I'd better hurry. Gregory Keene won't wait for me forever.
Before you go, Haley.
I know. You've said it before. Listen to me. Yachty, Bookman, and Tony Mazzotti you can watch and use, but never trust. But the moment you include me in their category, then I'm finished with you. I'm no ordinary woman.
That I concede you.
Then leave the handling of people like Gregory Keene to me, will you?
Can I trust you, Haley?
I'm going down to rejoin Keene. You can trust me. You, above all men, are no fool. But only a fool would ask such a question as that. Of course you can trust me. Always.
Only a fool trusts anyone but himself, Haley. That's why even you don't exactly know what's going to happen. Well, it might be a good idea to get out of here. It's getting close to Ridgway's appointed hour.
What do you make the time, Digby?
2:23.
Same here. You go down first. Take your position on the platform, and if there's anything fishy when I get down there, give me the signal.
How long will you be?
I've still 7 minutes. When my watch says 2:30, I'll step off the escalator and walk onto the platform.
Watch yourself, Peter.
Same to you.
I've got the Luger.
Well, see that you keep the darn thing handy. But there's something we hadn't thought of. Suppose some sort of scrimmage develops down there and we have to run. Shall we make a bolt for it together?
I say no.
Why?
It'll associate us. No matter what happens tonight, it might come in handy later if no one knows we're together. None of the gang, I mean.
I'll pay that. And we bolt separately if we have to and meet back in the attic at Sally's place.
Roger.
I say, old boy.
Huh?
Suppose these people are too good for us and well, you know, suppose I catch it.
At least two of them will catch it, too.
Yes, that won't help Sally.
Sally? Where the deuce did... Now, listen, Ridgway, you haven't gone overboard for the love of Mike.
Oh, don't be a fool. But you might still do what you can for the poor little kid.
No time to be thinking about Sally. And if that's the way you feel, you'd better call this harebrained stunt off right now.
Nothing doing. One way or another, I'm finding out if Hedy Bergner helped to kill Godowsky. Tonight.
We natter here all night, we'll find out nothing. Time I made a move.
Go to it.
Hey.
What?
Good luck, chum.
Just keep your finger on Aggie the Luger. I'll get going.
Well, here we are, Hedy. At least you're as far as your flat without us seeing any sign of Ridgway.
But how could we? He'll just be arriving at the Gloucester Road Tube.
I don't think Ridgway has any intention of showing up at the Gloucester Road Tube.
Why not?
Well, he wouldn't be such an unutterable idiot. I think he has some idea of focusing our attention there while he... Well, he might be somewhere in this vicinity right now, waiting for you.
But if Ridgway wanted to get rid of me, why didn't he do something last night when we were alone in my dressing room?
Only the chap himself can tell us that.
You know, there's something about you, Major Keane. You always give the impression of knowing more than you say.
Well, I wish I knew more about the relations between Ridgway, Digby Mitchell, and Demetrius.
You're sure Ridgway has something to do with Demetrius?
There was the American Godowsky, wasn't there? And he was almost certainly killed because he'd taken a picture of Demetrius at Templehof.
Look, take me up to the flat now, will you? I don't know why, but I feel safer inside.
Oh, let's just wait around for a few minutes. Cuts are somewhere handy, watching for Ridgway. When he shows up, we'll go inside together.
Cuts, too?
Yes.
You're rather well organized, aren't you, Major Keane?
It pays to be. I have three names, you know. Gregory, George, and Athelstan. Take a pick.
Athelstan's pretty, but... I'll call you Keane. You look it. Tell me, Keane... To you, how do I look?
Oh, just like someone I'd hate to see hurt. By Ridgway, or Demetrius, or anyone else.
I think you mean that.
I do. Just a minute till I get my radio on. Oh, look at the time. It's 2:30 to the dot. Inspector Frayne and his men are at Gloucester Road Tube. We're right here, and Tommy Cutts isn't far away. At the moment, I only want to know one thing. Where's Peter Ridgway?
Where is Rick? 2:30 by the clock in Hyde Park Corner Underground. Five people on the platform. No sign of Hedy Bergner. Mitchell, two-thirds of the way up with his paper. A little dark, fat man with a black overcoat and a black Homburg hat. Might as well wander up towards Mitchell. No one will notice the odd word. Ah. A character with his collar turned up, lounging in one entrance tunnel, the stairway tunnel. Paying no attention to me by the look of him. An elderly lady with grey hair. Scarcely anything to be scared of there, and we can safely ignore her. That leaves one other. A girl in slacks with a Pekingese on a leash. Why the peak? Oh, can't you guess, Ridgway? Now for that word with Mitchell. I beg your pardon. Can you give me a light?
Certainly.
I don't get it. The only possibles are the chap in the tunnel and the little fat fellow. But they don't seem to be taking any notice of you.
My bet's the chap in the tunnel. Keep your eye on him.
It's 2 minutes past the half hour.
We'll wait for one more train.
Watch yourself. And the little fat chap.
I'd rather watch you for that signal.
Get away from me. Little fatty's onto us.
Thanks very much. Good night. Little fatty in the Homburg hat, eh? Uh-huh. Train's coming by the sound of it. Fatty's nowhere near me. And nearest, the elderly lady with grey hair. Chap in the tunnel's coming out now. Girl in slacks has picked up the peak. Fatty with the Homburg going to the other end. Woman with the grey hair's round behind me. Maybe it's all a lot of rot. Maybe Hedy's on this train coming in now. What's there to be afraid of? What's running down your spine, you fool? Mitchell's watching him for you. There's no danger. Only an old lady behind you and 4 others you can see getting ready to board the train. Get a grip on yourself, Ridgway. There's no danger. Only an old woman. There's nothing, nothing, nothing to be afraid of, you fool. Only an old woman.
Ridgway, look out!
Ten minutes after the affair in the Hyde Park Corner Underground, I knew about it and Cutts and I were heading for the scene. Demetrius had found Ridgway before we had, and another little piece of the jigsaw clicked into place. Did they really think I was such a fool?
What happens to Peter Ridgway in the Hyde Park Underground? Listen for the next chapter in this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.